morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, my guest is an inspirational young woman who saw a need to bring dermatological health and wellness education and treatment to underserved teens in rural areas of Oregon, and then over time realized she needed to expand her 501c3 nonprofit to also provide care to first responders, farm workers, and park and recreation staff. With over 21 years of expertise in medical, surgical, pediatric, and cosmetic dermatology, Amy Snow founded Project Happy Face in 2009. Amy actually grew up down the dirt road from me when we both lived in the Sun Valley area. So I've known her since she was a young girl. She was impressive then, and she's really impressive now. From Beverly Hills dermatology clinics working with movie stars to volunteering in Haiti after the devastating earthquake, owning her own dermatology practice in Bend, Oregon, Amy Snow's Project Happy Face is making a vital and positive difference for folks in rural Oregon right now. And perhaps someone listening to this program will even be interested in starting a chapter of Project Happy Face on Oregon's North Coast. We do get some sun. Good morning. Welcome, Amy Snow.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a complete honor to spend some time with you this morning, Donna.
I'm just grateful that we are reconnected and that, you know, you are not only, you not only have a thriving practice in Bend, but you also have a heart of service, which led you to establishing Project Happy Face. But before we talk about that, why don't you let the listening audience know just a little bit about your background?
Sure. I am a dermatology PA, and I've been practicing dermatology for 22, 23 years, and grew up in a small town in Idaho, and then basically left for college and established my training in Beverly Hills, and recently in the last few years relocated to Central Oregon. And we have been so excited to be able to expand our mission with Project Happy Face, thanks to the makers of Winlevi. And we have a new mobile medical trailer, and we are basically bridging the gap between the rural communities and the urban healthcare system. So I don't know if you realize that there's 36 counties in Oregon, and 24 of them are rural or frontier counties. So Oregon is a huge state with many underserved communities.
Yes. And so when you started this in 2009, you realized that teenagers struggle with their skin, and it impacts their confidence, their ability to be whatever we consider successful in the world. And a lot of these underserved teens in these rural areas were not able to get the kind of care they needed. So that kind of started out as the mission, which then of course expanded. But tell us a little bit about some of the stories of some of these young people that you started out helping with Project Happy Face.
Yes, you are correct about the teenagers and confidence, and it really truly affects every realm of their world when they look in the mirror and they're not feeling confident or they're not feeling pretty. And it doesn't matter if it's one pimple or an entire face of pimples. Everybody's different, and it doesn't matter what degree or severity the acne is. It's effective. It affects all teenagers and their self-confidence, and you'll see it in clinic. And there's nothing more rewarding than treating a young person and having them come back for their follow-up visit, and it's a whole new individual sitting there in the exam chair. They have their head held high. They're not wearing their hoodie. They're not hiding behind a hat. Maybe they've gotten a haircut because now they're not using their hair to shave their face. And so in these rural areas, it's so fun to be able to access them and give them medications that are changing their lives.
How did you come up with the name Project Happy Face?
Well, I think that it started with basically just the simple idea of a smile and how powerful a smile is. If you think about it, it's kind of a little magical powerhouse. A smile triggers all of these amazing chemicals in our brain and causes a positive reaction that can actually produce a little boost in your immune system. It can relax you. It can reduce your blood pressure. So smiling is one of our most secret superpowers, and we shouldn't keep it a secret. We should smile at everyone. And I think growing up in a small town, people are extra smiley. And when I got to Los Angeles, I loved my time in Los Angeles, but it was not, people were not super smiley like they were in the town that I grew up in. And so how can we spread smiles? How can we change the trajectory of positivity in everyday life? And maybe it's just going to start with a simple smile. So I wanted more people to smile and sort of spread that thought of civility and community that I was so lucky to grow up in. So Project Happy Face, if the teenagers signed a contract to smile at strangers and take a pledge to increase civility in their community, once they've established their career, I will treat their acne for free. And so it was really just the base and the foundation of spreading awareness on how to build community.
And then as you did this, and you have this wonderful mobile van, which, you know, you take to, you know, different events, and whether it's a farmer's market or whatever, I think you told me that May was melanoma month. And so you had the mobile van at the farmer's market in Bend. But you realized that in addition to serving teens, that the farm workers, the first responders, the park and recreation staff who are out in the sun all day long, they're not getting the care, the screenings, the skin cancer screenings they need, right?
Correct, correct. We saw a need for skin cancer screenings for those community people that are actually coming together and making a community. So how can we take care of those that take care of everyone else, such as first responders, the agricultural workers that are growing our delicious whole foods, right? And we all know that whole organic foods is the best way to take care of your skin, eating whole foods, getting nutritional produce. And so they have a very strong component in wellness in a community. And the Bend Parks and Recs workers, Bend is an amazing town, and the Parks and Recs workers work so many hours outside, and they have really contributed to this amazing culture of community. And so they should be honored as well.
And this mobile van that you have, it sounds pretty state of the art.
It's great. It is a 24-foot trailer, actually, that we tow behind my truck. And it's so awesome. It has glass doors in the back that looks like a medical office. So you literally just are walking into a medical clinic, and there's a little waiting room. And then there's a private exam room in the front, and we have it completely decked out like a normal clinic. We can provide skin biopsies. We can freeze precancerous lesions. We have donations from Norco, and they provide our liquid nitrogen so we can freeze any precancerous lesion we see. We can freeze warts with that liquid nitrogen. We've partnered with an amazing dermatopathologist in Portland, CTA, Curtis Thompson. Dr. Curtis Thompson has allowed us to do biopsies for people that do not have insurance. And because of that partnership, we actually have biopsied and removed a melanoma since we started our screenings in April.
And Amy, people don't realize how vital, how important the skin is, and often we ignore it. We don't take care of it. What are some of the things that you have seen over your career or learned, and that you think that people need to know about their skin that maybe they don't know?
The skin is the largest organ in our body, and it's not like anything else. You don't just take a pill and make it better. It's a lifelong habit that we need to celebrate. And the Europeans do it quite well, and they focus on skincare and diet. And it's no surprise that we aren't doing a good job. And so if we can spread awareness on really good skin health and realize that taking care of your skin is amazing, but also it's a reflection of what's going on inside. I always say that your face is a mirror of your heart. And I think that it kind of contributes to the whole smile idea. When you smile, if that can produce some sort of endorphin and make your heart smile, then your skin's going to look glowing and you're just going to be happy. And somebody's going to be walking down the street, you notice a happy person. You scan the room and everybody can identify, oh, they look like a really happy person. And your skin has such a big play in that.
And yes, I really think it is the ultimate anti-aging secret. I mean, if you smile, your face lights up. Again, it creates these physiological changes in you. So you're absolutely on to something that I love, Project Happy Face and smiling at strangers. And also I think it's so important that people realize that, maybe they can, and this is the problem, that they have to be screened. I mean, people should go in once a year for a skin cancer check, right?
Correct. Skin cancer is on the rise. 1 in 5 people will develop a non-melanoma skin cancer. It's important to understand that there's really kind of two categories of skin cancer: melanoma, which arises from moles, and non-melanoma skin cancer, which is basal cell and squamous cell, all which could be very curable if caught early. So the main idea is to get screened and catch and identify these skin cancers early, so they don't cause you any problems. And 1 in about 20 will acquire a melanoma in their life, especially if they've ever had exposure to a tanning bed, which a lot of people in the Pacific Northwest have spent numerous sessions in a tanning bed. One tanning bed.
Tanning beds are not healthy for us. You can use the lights, I think, right? I mean, tanning beds create problems.
Correct. And it's actually a misleading that going into the tanning booth before you're off to Hawaii, that is not a good idea. The UV radiation from a tanning bed is far worse, we think, than the UV radiation that we are exposed to from the sun. And one tanning bed exposure increases your chances of a melanoma by 20%. And each session after that, you can add 2 percentage points to. So, if you were 18 years old living in on the coast and you had your little membership and your punch card to the tanning salons because they're in all the gyms, that's a big risk and you really should be checked once a year. If you've had a strong family history, you should be checked once a year. And you can learn how to give yourself self-checks too.
Yes, and unfortunately though, it's very hard sometimes to get into a dermatologist. I mean, the healthcare system at the moment, people are really struggling to, which is why what you're doing is so crucial. I mean, this saves lives and in a variety in a lot of different ways. So I'm going to reintroduce you to the audience. If you just tuned in, this is Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today my guest is Amy Snow. She founded Project Happy Face in 2009. It's a nonprofit 501c3 offering dermatological care to underserved communities. Oregon, she said, has 36 counties, 24 of those are rural. So whether it's teenagers who are dealing with acne and other skin issues, or whether it's working with first responders, farm workers, and also the park and rec staff, Project Happy Face is pretty darn important. And you are going to be expanding into Texas, it looks like. So we need to have you expand all over the place here.
We would love to have chapters in every state. Absolutely. Yes, we are actively working on a group of dermatology PAs in Texas that are wanting to start a chapter. And we would be honored to have anyone start a chapter if they're interested, because there really is a need. And like you said, dermatology access is quite challenging right now. And dermatology PAs, there's about 5,000 of us in the country. And so, you know, we are definitely helping that, but we still have long, long waits and are short providers.
What are some of the most important things you think people should know about how to protect themselves when they are in the sun? And I think we can also be lulled into a false sense of security that, oh, it's cloudy today, I'm not going to get any rays. Can you address that a little bit? Because on the coast, people are like, oh, I don't have to wear sunscreen.
That's one of my favorite topics. Because I think a lot of people, particularly in the Pacific Northwest and Oregon, think that, and it is cloudy every day, but 80% of the sun's rays penetrate through the clouds. So even on cloudy days, you really should be taking awareness and applying your sunscreen. And I usually like to recommend a sunscreen of 30 or higher. SPF 30 blocks 97% of the rays, and you don't really going up to 50 or 70 will give you an extra percent or two. So make sure you're always reaching for something 30 and above, but the secret is reapplication. So you really want to reapply every 2 hours. A hat that has a nice wide rim is really valuable, as are sunglasses, even on cloudy days. And certain brands like Smith Optics, they have technology that blocks UV light, and they're polarized lenses. So that's important for eye health. Solar exposure can cause cataracts and macular degeneration. So it's not just about skin cancer, but you also can get ocular melanoma in the eye. And we have identified one of those in the trailer, actually, in one of our rural outreach events.
And what about the sun shield clothing?
Oh, I love the sun shield clothing. Yeah, definitely. You know, if you don't want to spend the money on the sun shield clothing, then you can just wear a nice long sleeve shirt, sort of like the one you have on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Now, I, of course, love all organic, natural things as much as possible. So I have a Bare Minerals sunscreen, and there are some, you know, organic or minerals, there's zinc, right? There are some alternatives to people who are worried about chemicals.
Yes, that is the great debate. Do I need a mineral sunscreen? Do I need a chemical sunscreen? Which sunscreen is best for me? The sunscreen that is best for you is the sunscreen that you're going to use. That's it.
Oh.
Keep it simple.
Oh.
So just find something you like and use it, and that's what's best for you. I personally like the mineral based for a multitude of reasons, but I understand that, you know, when I'm golfing, that mineral sunscreen is going to stain my collar. I like the chemical sunscreen for my legs and my arms. It just, it goes on smoother. It doesn't leave, you know, the kind of the white pasty chalk. So it's really just a personal preference. And I think, don't overthink it. The FDA still says that the benefit of chemical sunscreen outweighs the risk. And like I said, the one that you're using is the best one for you.
That's wisdom for sure. Amy, also, you volunteer, I know, with the American Academy of Dermatology. So you perform screenings throughout the year. And, you know, I'm just so proud of all that you've done. You've been recognized as one of the top 50 physician assistants in the country, making a difference. And again, I think this project Happy Face gives the opportunity for people to receive treatment and healthcare that is really vital. And you also, I think, are on the board of directors for the Bend Farmers Market.
I am. I really think that the path to health is eating well. And it's unfortunate that we're living in such a compromised food system right now. And so I think we really need to be extra aware of things. A classic example is one of my favorite restaurants here is a vegan restaurant. And I just learned 2 weeks ago that the strawberry smoothie that our office orders at least once a week is not organic strawberries. And that was really disheartening to all of us, because we all know that strawberries are at the top of the list of the dirty dozen. So you really have to be proactive. It's almost like, you know, we train our patients to be proactive with their healthcare. I feel like we have to start being extra proactive with the food, and we can't assume just because it looks like it's in a natural box or it says natural, or, you know, is it? We have to check the label, right? And so the Bend Farmers Market is just such a great, it's so fun. It's the best board I've ever been on, and I've served on numerous boards. And we all are just wanting access to fresh produce because we all know that it's best for the community, and it supports the farmers and it supports the agriculture workers. And we're all going to be a healthier community because of it.
Amy, what about obviously hydration? Everybody says we don't drink enough. The skin needs a lot of water. And so can you address not only hydration in terms of what we're drinking, but also is misting, like, you know, with rose water, you know, is that helpful to the skin?
I think, you know, water, you're onto something for sure with the hydration. We know that hydration is excellent. Again, the skin is the largest organ in our body, so we need to hydrate it from the inside out. So if you're feeling itchy, most likely the first cause would be dehydration. So really power drink that water. You want to try to drink a water, you know, a glass of water for every cup of coffee or soda. And ideally you don't want to drink any soda anymore, right? But hydration is super important. And I think if you like the little rose spritz, then do it. Obviously your skin is amazingly gorgeous, so whatever you're doing, keep doing. I love a little spritz in the afternoon. I keep one at my desk. You know, I don't know that it's the end all for hydration, but everything helps, right? And it's fun, so who cares?
Well, it's just making your skin a priority and not thinking of it as some sort of, I mean, there's all this anti-aging and all this Botox. There's a lot of stuff out there, and everybody has to make their own choice about what they want to do. But the thing is that people ignore, you know, they just ignore their skin. They don't properly cleanse it or feed it or nourish it or give it the attention it truly needs. So that's why it's so important. And again, with skin cancer on the rise, it's just crucial. And you have some upcoming events. I mean, you are going to be at a fire station. Don't you have some things coming up later this month?
Yes, we have a lot of events coming up. We'll be going back to Maupin and Fossil. We are going to, we're going to actually be in Utah. We're going to go to Idaho. Yeah, we have a lot of super fun events, and we're really excited. We'll be able to reach a lot of people and help a lot of people, and actually follow up with some of those teenagers that we found in the smaller town. So I'm so excited to reconnect with them. I'm sure that they'll be improved and can't wait to get back to their communities.
You know, Amy, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to give you some time to talk about something that maybe we haven't talked about, or to again let people know that they can visit your website, projecthappyface.org, and that you can get involved. If this is appealing to you and you want to be involved with a chapter, or you want to talk to Amy, reach out to her through Project Happy Face. So, Amy, what last things would you like the listening audience to know about Project Happy Face, and or anything else that you think is important?
I think that if we can really spread the sense of community, focus on relationships, shared experiences and values, and really build communities, we really could probably feel so much better about everything in our society right now. And I think more than ever, we need to come together as one. And I think being of service is so important. And I think especially for healthcare workers, serving is almost like your protectant. It's your armor against burnout. And we know burnout is real. And so, you know, whether you give your time or your talent or your resources, and that goes for everyone, you know, open the door for somebody. It's so easy. Maybe you want to go to the Humane Society and walk a dog. I mean, you can do anything, and it doesn't have to be every day. It doesn't have to be every week, but maybe once a month, do something nice for 10 minutes. And if everybody did that, it would be incredible. And it just fosters a sense of togetherness, and it's heartfelt and it's comforting. And it's my superpower, is really. And I really hope that other people can enjoy that excitement and spread the joy of coming together, especially building community, is really important.
It is. And I think we forget the difference that you talked about. A smile can make, a kindness, those little gestures. I mean, it's crucial, really. And that's kind of what we've been missing. And we realize, you know, we come from tribes, and now everyone is, you know, we're all dispersed. And so so we really must look at everyone as, you know, this is a fellow human who is suffering with his or her own challenges. So what can I offer? I can offer a kindness, a smile, you know, and what you're doing is making a positive and vital difference for people. In terms of, you know, saving lives, even, you know, that's what I think. Yeah, that is really vital, Amy. So I would really encourage all of you listening to visit the Project Happy Face website. Again, it's projecthappyface.org. And it will tell about the events that are happening. And so if someone's in your area, or if you want to bring Amy to talk about starting a new chapter, they can reach out to you, right?
That would be wonderful. We would absolutely love the opportunity to expand and grow and spread smiles.
Good. Thank you so much, Amy, for making time today to do this. And Veery, thank you for being our extraordinary engineer. Our public affairs programs wouldn't happen without everyone being supportive at the station. And I want to thank also our talented banjo instructor, Michael Brunn, who created the theme music for Talk of Our Towns. Talk of Our Towns airs the first Thursday of each month at 9 a.m. And as I typically like to say toward the end of the program, let's stop right this second and take a moment to all take a very deep breath together, because it is so healthy for us in body, mind, and spirit. And then, with love and compassion for yourself and for others, give yourself a hug or a compassionate hug on a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can. We all are until we know better, for being here in this moment, the only moment that exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.